We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Jody Cameron, Jen Rich, 94 WIP. Of course, you can get into the conversation at 888-729-9494. We're also, of course, interactive as we always bring you Twitter results through the show. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Wager in on all pro sports in a comfortable atmosphere with great food online at DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. All right, today's question, what do you think the Eagles' record will be in the next six games? There's six games against teams currently with a winning record at Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo, home versus Chicago, New England, and Seattle. Are they A, 5-1 or better, B, 4-2, C, 3-3, D, 2-4 or worse? You can get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, not my style, obviously, obviously you guys know I would never pat myself on the back. If we're going to talk records, I guess I should allude to the 3-0 I went in my NFL picks last week.
Did you really?
A robust 3-0.
Well, you needed it.
It's funny how we hear about this.
On a Tuesday?
Way earlier in the week.
Only when he succeeds.
Richie, by the way, went 1-1-1.
I can't believe you keep track of what I do, too.
Well, I do it for your benefit. I mean, as if you would keep track. If I could pull out Cher, as if. I'm the guy, John, when I play one-on-one hoops, I'm the guy that's constantly keeping score. I don't want no cheating. No cheating. I score, you score, whoever scores. We all score. We all eat ice cream. You scream. But hey, 3-2, 4-2, 5-2 me, 6-2.
I decided to stop paying attention to those scores like over the weekend because it was distracting me.
Ooh, okay.
And I actually started to do better. And then this last week, I tried to keep track. And I learned my lesson.
All right.
I won't make that mistake again,
well,
Joe.
There you go. Well, you'll make many other mistakes with the wrong picks, as you typically do. Let's go to the phones, 888-729.
Wait, who's up on the season? Who's got more
Our NFL.
What is the record? What's the standing?
I'll be happy to tell you.
Without the bonus questions.
Well, our NFL picks are in a dead tie. We are both 7-7-1.
Ooh.
Bonus question, I'm 4-0, and you're 1-3. Overall, I lead by three games. Let's go to the phones.
No. Shut up with that.
Take it up
overall, you're up by three. You're not.
I don't like the bonus questions either, but take it up with Spike Gaskin.
Overall.
Him and Seltzer, that's on them. That's
the
not
picks
me.
Are tied.
To Dennis in Newtown.
You got to stop tooting your own horn if you're
that.
Tied with the guy who can't pick to save his life.
Dennis! What's up, buddy?
Hey, John, here's what I'll say.
Yep.
This 3-0 mark this week, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn every
totally,
once in a while.
Totally. It's, okay. Yeah.
Dennis, I've never been under 500 for a season, at least not in the last couple that I remember.
Hey, thanks for taking my call today. Sure. You know, I'm thinking of the Phillies, and I'm thinking that Mr. Middleton is in full execution mode around his plan. I think he had to make a decision on whether he had a clean house and start over or stick with the plan, examine it, make adjustments with the people they have in place, and I think he's done the latter.
Yeah, it feels that way.
Yeah.
I think is the wrong decision. I wish the other decision, clean house, would have been made, but, you know, maybe he'll get an aspect of this revamp the current regime correct.
Yeah, I think, John, I what I want to say about that would be, look at the people that are not coming back. They fired, the director of international scouting? Well, he left on his own, right? The pitching coach and the hitting coach. Here's where I think the adjustment needs to be made.
And the athletic trainer.
And okay, I'm not going to go there today, but yeah. I think every business, every company today, with the use of analytics, you know, everybody's tempted to go that way, but I think you got to find a balance of analytics and the human approach.
Absolutely.
And what I mean by that is his hires for pitching coach and hitting coach are going to be key. And I think Matt Klimpak has to give a little bit here. You got to bring people in that can teach, observe, look at where coach to the strengths of the hitters, but also coach to their opportunities. Don't let analytics drive everything. You got to show. You got to teach. You can't just, you know, use analytics to drive what you want in that batter's box or drive how you want a pitcher to pitch. I'm looking. I'm watching the Braves. I'm watching the Nationals. We missed in our farm system. That is going to be a work in progress for a while. But what I'm seeing there, I'm seeing teams that are fundamentally sound. They hustle. Their players are accountable to the team and excellent pitching. And I don't think we're near that right now.
Well, they're not. They're not near it. You're right about that.
Yeah, and I think that he's still on the fence with Gabe. But I think if he decides to let him go, he's got to bring somebody in that's got that level of experience and focus on that, on both analytics and the human touch.
All right, Dennis, give me who's got three letters in his name.
I want to go with that anonymous person, John Doe.
Oh. That's the outside the box one I was waiting for.
That's a great answer.
Yep. John,
I
awesome
love
answer.
That answer.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty
nice
good.
Nice work.
Yeah, I like that. John, a future NFL Hall of Famer, has been hired by Fox to be part of their cruise on Sunday as an in-studio analyst. Do you care to wager a guess?
By Fox.
Yeah, a future NFL Hall of Famer. Obviously, that means he's retired in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And this guy just got hired.
I mean, if I'm shooting for the stars, I say Peyton Manning.
It's not Peyton Manning. That's a good guess. It is Rob Gronkowski. So Gronk, who a lot of people have wondered, is he coming back to play? Is he not?
Especially when the Patriots just cut Ben Watson yesterday. Everyone's like, ooh, hold on Gronk.
A Gronk so would be
Gronk
good.
Gronk is doing something, I don't know exactly, different what the role than like the normal studio stuff.
It looks like he's going to be part of the studio crew, like a regular TV analyst.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe he can replace Strahan. Strahan out, Gronk in.
Listen, I'm not confident that Gronk has the, you know, makeup to do like your standard sit there and analyze stuff.
You know, they'll probably use
him. But I think it'll be really entertaining.
Yeah, they'll find him the right way. I mean, listen, they have 37,000 people on that show. They still, Jay Glazer in, and they've had so much stupid stuff through the years.
Well, I think it's
my God.
I don't think there's anything wrong with having people who literally just played, a perspective on people they played. Michael Strahan played with anyone in the NFL, you know.
A lot of times you need something like interesting and like smart as it pertains to football to come out of their mouths. Like, I think Gronk is going to be more or less, you know, like sometimes Terry Bradshaw will go off the wall and zany and fun.
Yeah.
Like, I think I like that they're going to have a little bit more of that with Gronk.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll say this about Bradshaw. I think he's the best I've ever heard.
I know what you're going to say.
At doing the highlights.
Yeah,
John, he's
flat out wrong.
His timing is sensational.
Wow.
Compared to when Shannon Sharp was on CBS, that was a disgrace to the phones. Patrick in Tabernacle. Yo, Pat.
Correctamundo, Joe.
Thank you. On which of my many points?
Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, he's tremendous.
I'm not saying he's not good at it. I'm saying that Joe gives him too much credit.
His timing is right on, man.
Rich, it's cool. You know, the previous caller did hit it. You know, every squirrel finds a nut.
Oh, right. Patrick,
you're right.
Come on now, man.
You know, but listen,
good point.
Sawyer.
Thank you.
But listen, a couple things. the whole Kapler thing and the Phillies thing, you know, like, Joe, I still kind of in my mind, and I said this months ago to you, and when you first heard it, you shot me down, and then you agreed to it. You know, Phillies are just going to be, they're going to be average until something happens, something major. You know what I mean? Let's say they get rid of Kapler like we all want. Somebody comes in. I'm still not, you know, unless you get some people on the team, I don't see how, you know, let's say Joe Girardi comes in. What can he do? Can he win you five games? So they're gonna have 86 wins.
I agree with you, Patrick. I agree with you.
You know
they need significantly better talent. You know what they could also use? They could use a really great trade. Sometimes a great trade can change the dynamics of a team and sort of the future of the franchise. They really need a great trade.
Or a big signing like Harper can do that, but it lasted for 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I think Middleton is so damn wishy-washy. You know what?
That's my fear too.
Each hour that goes by, it's just going to, you know, Philly fans next year are going to be disappointed.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
We needed decisiveness, and we did not get it.
I, I don't know how much owners and management really listen to the fan base, because you can't always listen to the fans. And it's even like with you know, I can't stand analytics, you know, but you can't dismiss it either. But you need a balance, like everything in life. Yeah. You need a balance.
All right, but Patrick, on this Middleton point, I'll just ask you what I asked, you know, at the start of the show to John and everybody. I'll ask you these questions. What has Middleton missed out on yet? And when trying to shape the franchise for the next 5 to 10 years, which I do think he's trying to do, what's wrong with taking 2 weeks to try to figure out the best course of action?
Who hired Klintak?
Middleton.
There you go.
Mic drop.
Okay. Patrick, what do you got?
There you go.
Three-letter last name. Who's the best?
Well, you know, I thought about this, and I went round and around. I'm going to go with Dr. Evil's favorite actor.
Leo!
I don't know what he just said. What did he just say?
Leo!
Okay, who's he saying?
Leo?
Leo?
Is it Leo? Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. Hey, Joe, Leo? You can't. I think he said Leo. You can't keep saying, what did he miss out on? No. He missed out on Joe Madden. You can't keep saying that. Well, Joe Madden is a huge deal.
Hey, listen, it's a notable name. I would tell you I'd have him below Girardi and Showalter, but Joe Madden's a big deal. I don't disagree, but you don't know that Joe Madden didn't tell him, I'm not coming there. How do you know that Joe Madden and him didn't have communication? I mean, my God, John, you were...
We don't.
You don't
of
know.
Of course we don't
exactly.
know. But why would you suppose the opposite? Why would you expect that John Middleton somehow had these detailed like communications with Joe Madden when he doesn't even know if he's firing Gabe Kapler yet? Like, why would that happen?
Because I think he's doing a multi-track approach. I don't think it's as simple as just one decision. I think he's...
Wow, you are giving him so much credit. So much credit. To me, this is... very basic. This is indecision. This is a plan was not in place well in advance, as it should have been. And now it is reactionary instead of something that took forethought.
Okay, let's get to what we do every Tuesday at this time. Look back at the last game as John Ritchie takes us inside the game. The X's and the O's. As we look back at that Eagles-Jets game, but more importantly, what it kind of means up ahead, something that stood out to John. John, what do you got?
All right. We talked with Evil Elliott a little bit about the backfield situation.
Yep.
And I just want to flesh things out between Miles Sanders and Jordan Howard. Doug, in his press conference, talked about Jordan Howard is... I think he said this the main guy or something along those lines.
Well, moving toward or moving in the direction or some phrase like that of him
like
being
he's
more
sort
involved.
Of taking over. The way that the snap counts have been working, yeah. It's been Jordan Howard to start the year was way down there behind even Darren Sproles, and he's gradually worked his way, played his way into a position where he had exactly the same number of snaps as Miles Sanders in this last game, which was a great sign. The last two games, he has been right there. I still am expecting him to start a game. I think he should start every game, meaning he would be in there for the very first offensive snap because that matters to these guys. Trust me. But Doug talked about Miles Sanders can do amazing things in the passing game. It's very true. We've seen it. In this game against the Jets, remember the beautiful touch pass from Carson to Miles Sanders on the swing route.
Mm-hmm.
You can't try to run that play with Jordan Howard where you have him running downfield 20 yards away from that was a D end in coverage, in man coverage. You can't create those mismatches the way Doug did so nicely with that play design with Jordan Howard because it's basically a 50-50 as to whether he catches the ball or not. Miles Sanders just has flat-out better hands. So they love that about him. And they're going to continue to utilize him in that way. But now with Darren Sproles out, I think you've got a very clear delineation where you can go Jordan Howard early downs, Miles Sanders third down, other plays like that. I think that Darren Sproles' injury makes it easier on Deuce and this staff to figure out how to, you know, deploy these guys,
yep.
Which is a good thing. But Miles Sanders on the year, 54 carries for 193 yards. Jordan Howard, 53 carries for 248. You got 3.6 yards per carry versus 4.7 yards per carry.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, you say, hey, wow, 1 yard, over a yard. What's the major difference? Like, what separates the two? And the way that they run the football right now, Miles Sanders is getting plays that look different. Miles Sanders is getting plays designed for him that look like they, you know, went to the drawing board and they said, hey, how can we get this guy in space? Like, they're treating him special. And Jordan Howard sort of just picks up the scraps and then does great things with them. Miles Sanders in this last game, they were doing like they're pulling two guys. They're pulling a tackle and a guard trying to get the edge and trying to put him out there in space. Miles Sanders is still doing the college dance thing where he's stuttering. When you hesitate for a millisecond in the NFL as a running back, when you stop your feet, you are lost because that pursuit is 10 times faster than it was in college. Miles Sanders is slowly learning that, and you can see at the finish of runs now compared to the beginning of the season, there are times where he just pushes forward and gets what he can get, where he falls forward, sort of learning by watching Jordan Howard, but he's still doing the indecisive, I'll stutter step, try to get the edge, because they're trying to get me to the edge, instead of just putting his foot in the ground and getting north and south. He's not pressing the hole. When I say pressing the hole, it means you're forcing your way up as far into the line of scrimmage as possible with pace. You're not going fast as soon as the ball is snapped. You're going under control when the ball is snapped to where you get the ball in your hands, and then maybe even a step after that, and then you let the big guys up front cover people up. And then you explode. That's what Jordan Howard does so great. He doesn't even have the burst that Miles Sanders has, but he times the burst better.
Mm.
And Jordan Howard is doing this with, you know, inside zone and outside zone. It's a much smaller, you know, inventory of plays that he's even asked to run, but he just has the feel. He has the timing. He's gaining more yards, but doing it intentionally more slowly. Look at Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell is the greatest in the NFL at doing that.
Yeah.
And you can really see it when he times things up. But Miles Sanders, a work in progress. They're designing plays because he is so talented. And he's getting better. But still, Jordan Howard is the dependable guy. He needs to continue. And I think he will continue to up his snap count, up his carry count, and Miles is gonna be the Darren Sproles type back, I hope. That's the way to go.
888-729-9494. That's Inside the Game. John does it twice a week. Let's talk to Mark in North Philly. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Mark.
First things first, man. I just want to say, like I said yesterday, you guys got a great show going on here. And
Thank you.
It helped me get through my work day.
Thank you. By the way, feel free to call tomorrow and say the same thing. We'll gladly take the call.
As long as you're on, I'll be listening. I'll tell you that much. But the Phillies, it's just like, you know, the longer it goes, obviously the guy's not going to make a move. And I'll be honest with you, I'm starting to sway. I wanted Capo out of here. I wanted him out of here first game last year. I've said that plenty of times.
So what's making you sway?
There's nothing out there. What's out there? Like you said, you know, Matt is buttoned up.
No, there's actually a lot of guys out there. What my point earlier wasn't that there's not guys out there. My point is, other than Matt, and no one else has been gobbled up.
Right.
I mean,
Buck Showalter they report has an interest, and right, then there's also Joe Girardi, and
Joe Girardi would be my go-to personal.
I mean, I actually think there's some really good candidates. I mean, just knowing Showalter and Girardi as the two headliners now that Madden's off the board, but then you get those lesser guys that we're not really familiar with their coaching chops. Some of them haven't managed. But, I mean, I know Ibanez is someone that, you know, people say has worked
Raul
his way
Ibanez
up the
would
ranks.
Be really intriguing,
it is
too.
Intriguing. Yeah, it is intriguing.
Because, you know, we would love him.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and you know, he can hit the ball, maybe help with the batting, but we need some pitching. And I put a guy three words in his last name here.
Who do you got?
I got Patrick Waugh. Steven
Nelson. Oh,
Patrick
yeah.
Waugh.
Ooh, that's a great word.
That is Patrick Waugh. That's a really good answer.
It's a great one.
It is. And he's... It's a good one. I mean, Patrick Waugh and Brodeur and Hasek are the three best goalies I've ever seen.
Me too.
And where did we see Hasek the other day? Oh, at the Flyers game. He was the one that dropped the ceremonial puck. Yeah, Hasek, the Dominator. Patrick Waugh, good answer. 888-729-9494. 94-94. Coming up, of course, the Flyers. Also, the 76ers. We haven't talked a ton of Sixers yet this year, obviously more so in the coming weeks. But I've got a list in front of me where Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid rank, John, in this. It's become a duo thing in the NBA. You got LeBron and you got Anthony Davis, right? You got okay. Kawhi and you got Paul George. You got Embiid and you got Ben Simmons. Where does our duo here in Philadelphia rank amongst NBA duos?
Ooh.
We'll find out next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.